Hey, Donna, so you and I have been talking. Share a little bit about sort of your evolution of using groups and how you went from not getting much in the way of results and from hiring managers, recruiters, folks that could lead you to a job to what's working for you now.
Now, that's a great question because I've been using LinkedIn for many, many years.
Right.
And I'll probably, well, I'm sure a lot of the other people have as well. You know, when I first started using groups within LinkedIn, I just joined a bunch of groups that was in my industry, a place to go, and I actually said, well, you know what, first I'm a little timid to write stuff, and so I use it as a place to learn and try to get better at what I'm doing. So I basically watched what other people were talking about, and I noticed, to be honest, not a lot of people did a lot of talking.
Right.
But when they did, I'd watch and learn, oh, maybe that's a topic that they like. But what I quickly realized is people don't find you that way. I wasn't visible. I was just watching. So I was the fly on the wall. I didn't want to be the fly on the wall. I wanted to be the person on stage that people would notice. So I had to shift my focus a little bit. And so, you know, like baby steps, and that's okay. You learn as you do that. I shifted my focus and moved over to, oh, well, I can at least comment on the conversations that are going on. And I let other people start the conversations. I saw where people were, maybe a topic that a lot of people were commenting about, and I started commenting about that. And that was okay. I didn't get a lot of visibility. But it soon dawned on me that these were peers of mine, and they were talking amongst themselves, which is great. We actually share a lot of knowledge that way. But it wasn't being participatory by the people that are hiring.
Right.
So I think that, you know, I realized LinkedIn is a tool, just like your phone is a tool. LinkedIn is a tool for me. And Donna, if you want to be seen and you want to be visible, you got to look at it like a tool and use it the right way. And so then I quickly said, all right, what groups am I a part of? And I said, oh, my gosh, I'm just a part of a bunch of groups that my peers are in. And so I had to let go of groups. LinkedIn, you can be a member of 50 groups. I am a member of 50 groups. Everybody should be a member of 50 groups. And so I had to let go of some of the groups and started joining groups where people who wanted me, who hired me, who needed me would hang out, like the recruiters, VPs, directors, managers, internal HR people. Those kinds of things. So I mixed it up. I was part of my industry, part of their groups as well. And surprisingly enough, some of those groups could be CXO types of groups, marketing groups, recruiter groups. It was just a variety of things. And once I started trying that, doing what I had done in the past, I started getting people noticing me, actually responding and emailing me and actually inviting me to be connected with them. What a great idea, because the power of LinkedIn is getting those connections. And
right.
So the groups were starting to get people to invite me as well. What I also noticed is when you go to the places that the people you work for hang out, they tend to be, the conversations are much more at a higher level. They're more strategic. They're not so tactical. They're not whiny, if you want to call it that. We all need to vent, right?
Well, you know, and you think about why a CEO and forget it, even if the C-level is not what you're going after from a hiring standpoint, but where
right.
a hiring manager is going in there to have conversations and have strategic conversations because they're looking to get some kind of resolution. And what better place to demonstrate your knowledge, not just say you can do something, but demonstrate and show somebody that you can do something, that you have some knowledge, than inside one of those groups where they're looking to resolve a problem.
Absolutely. I will give you a real-life situation. I literally got an email about 2-3 weeks ago from a vice president who said, hi, Donna, my name's Joe Smith, right, just throw out a name, and I am new to this whole Agile thing, and you know, a lot of people know me as the Agilista PM, and he was, I'm new to this, my teams are doing this, but I'm not familiar with it. Would you be willing to chat with me and talk with me about this so that I know I'm approaching it and learning it and pulling me in the right direction? This is a executive calling me, and I'm not an executive, but hey, we're all people and we want to learn from each other. He contacted me because of my participation in these groups at, you know, a higher level than just my peers. It absolutely works. And though he wasn't looking for any work, it, you know, it's all about you got to give people and eventually it'll come around and and help you in the future. So that's exactly how it has to work. I had this find places where I could show my strengths, share my message, demonstrate what I know and my experience. What better way to share your experience than be in these groups and say, you know, hey, you know, I was working at this company and this is how we approached it and solved the problem. Well, you know what? That shows you, and you know, Kevin, you talk about this all the time. People want to hire people they know and like. Well, you, number one, I learned that I have to be myself. And I just talk the way I'm talking to you right now on those groups, and people will like you or not like you, great. And they'll reach out to you. But you know, once I started doing that, I started getting tons of emails, tons, and I'm not exaggerating, hundreds and hundreds of invites. People were, in LinkedIn, you can see who's looking at your profile. That exponentially just went through the roof. And I just have to throw out there something really obvious. You know, I have a network of people, of friends, very, very good friends. And I have to admit, my friends tell me that we see each other as competition because we're all in the same boat. And they, even though they know someone and they know there's a job, they're kind of holding it close to their chest because they need a job or they're right. looking, because a lot of us are consultants. They're competitive. So you know what? I need to get out of that competitive pond and getting into a pond people looking for me.
Well, you know, you hit on a great point, and that is, and this is something, you know, we can certainly come back and talk about later, but
sure.
The best way to get to stand out from a crowd is to get out of the crowd. And you're doing just that. So, you know, I encourage everybody to go out, find those groups where the people that you want to reach are in, and recognize that some of them may be lurking, particularly some of the recruiters and HR folks. The folks hiring are definitely not lurking because they're out there trying to solve some problems. You know, the question and answer function is the Q&A area in LinkedIn is another good one to go to. But hey, I really appreciate you taking time to share today and share some of your tactics and some of your results as well. And hope this helps some people out.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks,
Donna. Good luck,
Donna.
Everybody.